In a ceremony held today in St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Benedict created 23 new cardinals. Chris Altieri has this report.
Imminente solemnitate Domini nostri Jesu Christi universorum regis.
Pope Benedict XVI on Saturday held an ordinary public consistory during which he created 23 new cardinals. Among the new princes of the Church are Philadelphia native Cardinal John Foley, pro-Grand Master of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem, and President Emeritus of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. Also created cardinal on Saturday was the Archbishop of Armagh, Cardinal Sean Brady, Primate of All Ireland. Cardinal Oswald Gracious, Archbishop of Bombay, India, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston in the United States, and the Archbishop of Nairobi, Kenya, Cardinal John Njue. Pope Benedict elevated several curial officials to the college as well, including the prefect of the Congregation for Oriental Churches, Cardinal Leonardo Sandri, and the president of the Pontifical Commission for Vatican City-State and the Governatorate of Vatican City-State, Cardinal Giovanni Laiolo.
Ad laudem omnipotentis Dei et apostolice sedis ornamentum accipit iberitum rubrum cardinalatus.
Before giving the new cardinals the red beretta, the headgear that is one of the cardinals' signs of dignity, Pope Benedict intoned the solemn admonition, saying they must always carry themselves with courage, even to the point of offering up their very life's blood for the increase of the Christian faith, for peace and harmony among the people of God, for the liberty and the spread of the Holy Roman Church.
Vos ipsos intrepidos exhibere debere.
The Holy Father also raised to the cardinalate the Patriarch of Babylon of the Chaldeans, Emmanuel III Deli of Iraq. Chaldean Catholics comprise Iraq's largest Christian group, and the Chaldean Church is one of the world's most ancient.
Come non volgere lo sguardo con apprensione d'affetto in questo momento di gioia.
In his homily, Pope Benedict expressed his concern for Iraq and said he had decided to raise Patriarch Deli to the cardinalate as a sign of his spiritual closeness to and affection for Iraqi Christians.
Questi nostri fratelli e sorelle nella fede sperimentano nella propria carne.
Pope Benedict said Christians in Iraq are feeling with their own flesh the dramatic consequences of an enduring conflict.
Presenti in una quanto mai fragile.
Pope Benedict said, "Let us together reaffirm the solidarity of the whole Church with the Christians of that beloved land and invoke from merciful God the coming of longed-for reconciliation and peace for all the peoples involved in the conflict." Pope Benedict also spoke in his homily about the call to service that all Christians receive.
Ogni vero discepolo di Cristo.
Pope Benedict said every true disciple of Christ may aspire to one thing only, the sharing of Christ's passion without any claim to recompense. Pope Benedict said the Christian is called to assume the condition of the servant, following in the footsteps of Jesus, that is, freely and disinterestedly spending his whole life for others. The Holy Father said, "It is not the quest for power and success, but the humble gift of self for the good of the Church that must characterize all our actions and every one of our words." In fact, said Pope Benedict, true Christian greatness consists not in domination, but in service. Our Lord reminds each of us that he came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Ma per servire.
Behold, said Pope Benedict, this is the ideal that must direct your service.
Ecco, l'ideale che deve orientare il vostro servizio.
23 new princes of the Church received the great honor and call to service of the whole Church through their service to the Bishop of Rome in St. Peter's Basilica this Saturday, November 24th, 2007. I'm Chris Altieri.